The United States has now had 40 mass shootings in the first 25 days of the year. We have more mass shootings than we have days. Right now, that is the most mass shootings to start a year in American history. I feel dumb even saying that that's a thing. But in this country, it damn sure is a thing. We've had 40, not counting what might have happened already today that we don't yet know about, 40 mass shootings in 25 days. It's brutal. The carnage is devastating. Families are being ripped apart. And the struggle to do anything at all about it, anything substantive, to actually stop it and change it, is maddening. We've got a lot to talk about. Glad you're here. This is Sean King, and you're listening to
The Breakdown. The Breakdown. The Breakdown.
I said this yesterday while we talked about the brutal police beating death of Tyre Nichols in Memphis, Tennessee. Those five officers have been fired. We hope and believe that they'll be charged soon. America's exhausting. Good God. It's so exhausting. And like that's an understatement, because when we say exhausting, like a place can be exhausting because of how hard you have to work. And of course, that's true. But for a place to be so exhausting because the violence is so deep, so broad, so frequent, so immovable, so personal, that every single day we not only have thousands of people, tens of thousands of people shot and killed in this country every year, but we now are having more than one mass shooting a day. California had 3 brutal, horrible mass shootings in a 3-day period. Like, what are we talking about? And yet, this country and its leaders, particularly its conservative leaders, are unwilling to do anything about it. And the truth is, Americans are addicted to guns. And here's the thing. When you live in a place so incredibly violent, it makes sense to want to buy yourself a gun. And so now, not only do we have more mass shootings than days, we are, as you may know, the only nation that has more guns than people. And that number is getting bigger and bigger and bigger. That's why literally any child in Philadelphia, in Atlanta, in New Orleans, in Chicago, any child that wants a gun can find a gun very easily. So many studies and research projects that are, God, I was going to say embarrassing, but it is embarrassing that children who want guns can find one. One study showed children in Philadelphia said it was easier for them to find a gun than it was for them to buy alcohol somewhere. We are awash in guns. Whereas we have more guns in this nation than people. Most nations hardly have one gun for every 100 people. Like, we have 100 times the guns than most places. And guess what happens? Mass shootings and daily shootings and an extreme number of suicides as well, all with guns. And part of what makes it so damn exhausting is that you know the painful truth is that very little change is on the horizon. right after the break, I want to tell you a few things that can be done. And I just want to riff on what I think we should be doing about all of this. We'll be right back. We have a quick word from some of our sponsors. Please stay with us, and I'll see you there. The breakdown. Thanks for sticking with us. Thanks for sticking through those ads. Those ads are helping us a little bit to underwrite the cost of this podcast. So thank you for sticking with us. What can we do? You know, in California, which has fewer mass shootings per capita than most of the other big states, California has some of the most strict gun laws in America, but still had 3 mass shootings in 3 days. Gun violence is still a major problem in California. It's less of a problem in California per capita than other states. But the macro problem of there being 400 million guns in circulation, what it ultimately means is that even when you have laws, which you should, everybody who purchases a gun should have to undergo a background check. Everybody who purchases a gun should have to get a license, like a driver's license. I would be perfectly fine with that. Anybody in America can own a car and drive a car. If you get insurance, if you get a license, if you get a permit, I am perfectly fine. And I think those things would slow down gun violence a little. But the problem would remain. When you have 400 plus million guns in circulation, and guns seem to never die. They're built in a lot of ways to be virtually indestructible. They are serious pieces of hardware that last for years and years and years. So the number of them in circulation just gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And what we're dealing with is a catastrophic math problem. When you have more guns than people, the sheer math of it will mean people who want one can get one, no matter what your laws are, and people that want to use it to do harm can always get them and get access to them. The deadliest mass shooting that happened in California was a senior citizen who I am told lived literally in a senior's community, who went to a senior citizen center and shot and killed almost exclusively other senior citizens. What are we talking about? How do you stop that? It's almost impossible. The only thing I could think is that every gun has to be registered. I don't even know. I definitely think requiring thorough background checks and requiring people to pass a test, showing them how to use the gun, like maybe that would help. But the argument always is people that want to do great harm, like a mass shooting, they don't care about any of that. And so we're in a fatal conundrum where the only way to effectively reduce mass shootings is going to be to reduce the number of guns in circulation. And doing so seems like would take us to the brink of a civil war. It's that problematic. Oh, man. 40 mass shootings in 25 days. I just saw a stat. More Americans, not counting suicides. In fact, the number is 3 times the number of Americans will be shot and killed by guns than have been killed in the same period of time in Ukraine. In the span of the war in Ukraine, 300% more Americans were shot and killed than Ukrainians in a war. Our country on a good day is like a war. That's what we're up against. Take care, everybody.
Break it down.
I'm Tiffany Hawkins.
I'm Alan Boomer.
And we are the Momentum Advisors. Every single week, we talk about wealth management, personal finance, and entrepreneurship.
We are financial advisors by day. We're entrepreneurs by night. We're building wealth for ourselves, and we want to make sure that you understand how to build wealth in your own family.
Tune in for shows like Is Your Money Racist? Retirement Savings? Investment 101? We literally run the gamut on all the things that you need to know about financial wealth, creating a legacy for your family, and really just wealth creation as a whole.
What we find is that these conversations are happening, but they're not happening as much as they need to in diverse communities. And so we're bringing a new voice, a new amount of energy, and we want you to tune in.
So we bring the tips, we bring the strategy, and we always bring the good news. So make sure you tune in every week to the Momentum Advisors. There's something for everyone.